This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced its key repo rate for the first time in nearly 5 years to boost the economy. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Apex Bank has unanimously decided to slash policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25% from 6.5%. Making the announcement, newly appointed RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said, the interest of the economy demands financial stability and consumer protection, and their mandate at the RBI is to ensure both of them.
The MPC unanimously decided to reduce the policy rate by 25 basis points from 6.5% to 6.25%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, the SDF rate, shall be at 6.0%, and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate shall be 6.5%. The MPC also decided unanimously to continue with a neutral stance and remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with the target while supporting growth.
It was Mr. Malhotra's first key address after taking over as the RBI governor last December. The 25 basis points rate cut to 6.25% comes after the last rate reduction in May 2020. The last revision of rates happened in February 2023 when the policy rate was hiked by 25 basis points to 6.5%. The government today said it has laid special focus on improving health facilities in tribal areas. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, said the government, with active support of state and union territory governments, are making sure that every citizen of India, especially from the tribal areas, receive the best medical facilities. Earlier, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, while replying to supplementaries, said while the global decline rate in the maternal mortality rate in the past 30 years has reached 42%, India has witnessed 83% comparatively. Several opposition MPs today held a protest over the issue of detention of Tamil Nadu fishermen by the Sri Lankan authorities. DMK MPs Dayanidhi Maran, Kanimori and A. Raja, Congress MPs Hibaiden, RJD leader Manoj Jha, P. Santosh of the CPI were among the protesting MPs. Talking to the media, Ms. Kanimori said nearly 97 fishermen have been arrested by the Sri Lankan authorities and they should be brought back. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Aliswaz, informed that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for the counting process. Around 5,000 staff members and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the purpose. The Election Commission has set up robust, foolproof and secure infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. The 38th Suraj Kund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, began in Faridabad today. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini inaugurated the fair this morning. The partner states for this year's fair are Madhya Pradesh and Odisha. The Union Culture Ministry is organizing a grand event at Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj this evening. Renowned artists from across the country will mesmerize devotees with grand presentations of music, dance and art. The main highlights of the event at the Ganga Pandal include performances by famous artists like Odissi dancer Sonal Man Singh and Donna Ganguly and singers Kavita Krishnamurti Hariharan and Suresh Wadkar. The 9th Asian Winter Games 2025 will kick off at Harbin in China this evening. The Games will continue until the 14th of this month. In a landmark move to foster winter sports in India, the government has given clearance for participation of the 88-member Indian contingent, which includes 59 athletes and 29 team officials. And with that, we end this news bulletin.